This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says that he canceled a visit to Copenhagen, Denmark, because he did not appreciate how Denmark's prime minister rejected his idea of buying Greenland. We get more from Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way, at least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I had been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a move almost certain to trigger a new court fight, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that puts limits on how long immigrant children can be kept in federal detention. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says removing the 20-day limit on family detention would close a loophole that he says encourages people to cross the border illegally.
The new rule will protect children by reducing incentives for adults, including human smugglers, to exploit minors in the dangerous journey to our border, using them to beat the system and be released into the United States.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the administration has
provided no evidence that detaining children indefinitely will change the calculations that people who are fleeing for their lives are making.
And she warns that prolonged detention can traumatize children. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General plans to travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We get the details from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Vatican has acknowledged an Australian court's decision to uphold Cardinal George Pell's conviction on sexual abuse. We get details from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
A statement read out by papal spokesman Matteo Bruni at the Vatican Wednesday morning said the Holy See acknowledged and respected the decision taken by the Australian court. He added that Pell has the right to a further appeal.
As the proceedings continue to develop, the Holy See recalls that the Cardinal has always maintained his innocence throughout the judicial process, and it is his right to appeal to the High Court.
Cardinal George Pell is the highest-ranking church official ever to be convicted of child sex abuse. In March of this year, he was found guilty of sexual abuse on 2 13-year-old choir boys in St. Patrick's Cathedral in the late 1990s, while he was the Archbishop of Melbourne. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
A new report shows the U.S. deficit could exceed $1 trillion next year. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The Congressional Budget Office says the recent budget deal between the White House and Congress will lead to about $1 trillion in overspending in the fiscal year that begins October 1st. The head of the CBO says the nation's fiscal outlook is challenging. Philip Swagel adding that the federal debt, already high by historical standards, is on an unsustainable course. The office is adding another $63 billion to its estimate for this fiscal year, bringing that total to $960 billion. Swagel says the only way to cut the huge losses is for Congress to increase taxes, cut spending, or a combination of the two. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And an update on Wall Street with all three major indexes in positive territory. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. VOA.